Good evening, one and all. I am having trouble with the slides and the micro. We're going to start off with a quote by Paul McCartney, or Sir Paul McCartney.
But what do you think is the lasting meaning of the Beatles, if there's a meaning to be taken from this?
All you need is love.
And that's quite right, because that's what we do need. And my guest today, she can help us with a bit of that. We get a lot of times come on, people come on the show, about making lives better and making your life better and helping other people. But I was checking with the wife about this. Matthew 7, verse 3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and not pay attention to the plank in your own eye? In other words, we look after everybody else and forget about ourselves sometimes. We don't have the love for ourselves. We don't share the things that we should do with ourselves. Well, my guest today, she can, if I hadn't have lost the link what I was going to say. Oh my God, everything's crashing. Just before we started the show, people, we lost the phone link, and now I've lost the actual link. But I think on the show today I have the one and only Jenny Mannion, and that's trying to remember it because I lost the link. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm having a wonderful, no, I'm not having a wonderful time. As I said, trying to be clever and put extra things in, of course. There is a lot of issues which we have, and we don't seem to worry about ourselves. We've lost the art, if you like, of loving yourselves. And here you are, Jenny, with, you've been through enough issues in your life and that, and realize that we need to basically reawaken that sort of love we had for ourselves when we were young. When did all this start?
Well, it started when I was sick for 7 years and I wound up healing myself in 3 weeks, and that really catalyzed me to understand how powerful the mind was. Because even when I was sick, I was not speaking to make myself kindly. I was beating myself up about not being the kind of mom and wife and friend and daughter, I wanted to be. I was concentrating on all the pain in my body and all my limitations. And we're not even taught, when we're sick, to be kind to ourselves. We're still
blaming yourself.
Blaming
yourself. I'm being unfair to the family. I should be doing this with the kids. I haven't got the dinner ready because I haven't felt like it. And you do. It's a constant beat up, isn't it?
It is. We're not taught. We're taught to be nice to other people, but we're really not taught to be loving to ourselves.
That's what I was trying to get at with. This is unbelievable. We had a quote from Paul McCartney and the Bible in the same show. That's never happened before. But that's what I was trying to get at, because we blame other, we feel sorry for other people. We'll have a go at ourselves and everything. But when it comes down to it, as Paul McCartney said, all you need is love. If you learn to love yourself, from what you're saying, that will help with the whole embrace of healing and using that love as a healing source.
Absolutely. It helps with every aspect of our life, because if we love ourselves, we attract healthy relationships to us too. If we don't feel good about ourselves, we'll attract relationships that kind of show that to us over again, that we're not worthy. So really, in loving ourselves, we attract situations, jobs, everything to us that we feel worthy. So we're attracting that to ourselves, and we're setting boundaries, healthy boundaries, and we're not standing up for anything less.
Right, and I think this is, from what you said, this is what you learned. You had this long illness of various things, and it took you a while to suddenly realize that there is this energy, which eventually you sort of reawakened, I'm guessing.
I did, and as a psychology graduate, you would think that it might have occurred to people.
Right! I nearly swallowed my water then, Tony said that.
We get very into, we trust the doctors, they are the experts, and we get very attached to the pain. I mean, I was in pain for 7 years, that was very real.
Right.
So you become limited by, and then God forbid you go on the internet and look up all the
symptoms
you can have, you know, it can get worse and worse. So instead of feeling empowered, we feel more and more disempowered and have a very limited belief of what our future can be like. And it wasn't until I said, you know what, I'm going to start looking at how I'm speaking to myself. I'm going to work on changing some of my energy and see if that helps. I tried everything else. Nothing else helped. The doctor said I'd be in a wheelchair in as soon as a year. So it's like, what else can I do? I can work on how I'm speaking to myself and gratitude. Gratitude is a major thing for shifting energy because, yeah, humans usually concentrate on the negative where we're, you know, if you do watch the news, it's always the most horrific story.
Oh, crucky, yeah.
It's really kind of how we're programmed. So we have to reprogram ourselves and remember what it is like to just kind of stand in that love, like when we're little and we have that like unlimited view of the world.
And I think that's a big thing about the self-educating. After, let me go back because I missed this bit of the fact, because you are an intuitive healer and an energy educator. Loads of clients about this, you know, assisting people reawakening their energy, you know, and that's what you've done. And that's what you had to do is to almost like reprogram yourself.
It is exactly like reprogramming yourself because we repeat these limiting thoughts. Maybe they came from our parents or our community or a relationship we had or a job where we felt less than. And we repeat those messages over and over to ourselves. So it is changing that inner dialogue and starting to treat ourselves like our best friend or talk to ourselves like we would a loved one instead of, usually we beat ourselves up, you know, if we talk to a pet even, you know, God forbid a child, like we did ourselves, they'd be huddled in the corner.
Right.
You know, they wouldn't be empowered to get up every day. So really
exactly.
Starting to change the inner dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I mean, you know, the example you're using of yourself and you know, people, but it's the same with a lot of other things, with abuse, with being in a, you know, a bad relationship and that. People tend to be more worried what other people might see than what the people do themselves. You know, it might be that their own mother went through an abusive relationship. Yeah, it might be that, or it's there's a French singer called Charles Aznavour, and he's got a line in a song which I've just picked up from my early 20s, and it says a lot to me. It says, "You've got to learn to leave the table when love's no longer being served." And too many people.
I love that.
I just remember the song and that line just went straight hit me sort of thing, because people do. People do. They stay in a relationship because they think it's the right thing to do because they're scared of what other people might think about them. And it's the same with what you're saying about, you know, you beating yourself up. Because you blame yourself.
Yeah.
You've got to wake up and smell the roses and realize it's, you know, you've got the energy. You've got the potential to do it.
Absolutely. And people can feel, and like I love that you touched on, you know, if someone is abused and they don't heal that, they will pass it on to the next generation.
Exactly.
So, you know, when I have my clients, if they tell me they're abused, I'm like, well, you know, if whoever the abuser was, were they abused? Yes. Mm. You know, that's always the answer.
Yeah.
So really, it is up to us to break those patterns and habits and love ourselves enough to know that, you know, maybe our parent was in an abusive relationship, but that doesn't mean that we have to repeat that pattern.
Right. Now, obviously, in realizing your full potential, your full ability to love yourself and to heal yourself with that, you basically discovering a real hidden power. How do you, you know, work with people and explain how they can find that power?
There's a few things. Forgiveness is really important. Forgiveness and self-forgiveness. Because a lot of people repeat the same stories of the past. Well, this person victimized me or I did this wrong thing. And they live in the past and repeat those stories over and over. And we can't change the past.
Right.
But we can learn lessons from it. We can take maybe what qualities it gave us and work with that to heal that. You know, I know, just like I was saying, when I was healing myself, I felt very guilty. Like, hey, why didn't I learn this stuff 7 years ago? You know, I'm beating myself up. But I was still in my mid-30s. I still had the rest of my life. You know, as long as you're hearing about this stuff today, every day is a new day.
Yep.
You make new decisions. Mm-hmm. And to love yourself a little more, I also encourage my clients to live in joy. So many times we get so busy that we're living for someone else and we're just fulfilling roles instead of remembering what brings us joy and bliss.
Yeah.
You know, and
People need to laugh more. Definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, what's the old saying? The happiest sound in the world is the sound of children laughing. But it doesn't have to got to be just children. You need, it's about 500 muscles for a frown and 300 for a laugh. You know, so save energy, laugh more. We need to look. You know, all right. Yes, there are days that are bad, but you know, if you get there and you can have a laugh, it's like this show. Right now, yes, there are some serious subjects you have to take seriously and stuff like that, which I totally understand, and we do that. But then, if we're able to have a couple of laughs on the show and stuff like that, it makes the guests more comfortable. It makes the people listening to it bring a smile to their face, sort of thing. And that's all I think you can do. If you leave your mark on this world, what more can you ask for? That's my view, anyway.
I feel exactly the same. It is, we get very, very serious as we grow older.
Yeah.
We take everything so seriously and ourselves so seriously. And there is something about just being silly.
You know,
just turning up the music real loud and dancing around
your
kitchen. Just getting into that childlike state and remembering what brought you that joy. And nature is always great for that too. Get outside. You know, get outside your walls around you,
just
explore.
Just see the trees and feel the wind and and that sort of thing. It's funny. My wife and I are getting on now. but we always say that when you're a child and when you're a senior, you have no filter. And that's the thing. I mean, we go to, you know, we've been to the hospital a couple of times and people say, why are you not laughing? Well, what else is there to do? We're not going to sit here thinking, I'm miserable. I'm in the hospital. I could be. No, you make the most of it and you have a bit of fun along the way. And, you know, everybody else, if you're laughing, then other people are going to laugh, you know, sort of with you. And that doesn't happen. If you start, like you said, you went through, 7 years of the feeling sorry, and then 3 weeks of healing. There's the difference. 7 years against 3 weeks. What did you miss out on? Well, it's done, over and done with now, but you've come out the other side and you're a lot better for it, and you're sharing that with people as well.
Yeah. And I mean, if you've been in some people will stay in a relationship, well, I've been with them 20 years. Well, guess what? You still have, you still have tomorrow. You still have the rest of your life. That's not a season. Stay with someone that's not appreciating you.
Exactly.
And where you're not happy.
As I said, as Mr. Aznavour said, exactly. I mean, I've known people who've been stuck in relationships and basically they've ended up, like, little shriveled mushrooms. Scared to say anything, scared to do anything, worried what's going to happen the next day, instead of sort of being themselves. They're no longer themselves, basically.
And that goes for all relationships. I mean, it really is about, like, who are your friends? I love that Jim Rohn quote, we become like the top five people we spend the most time around. Those people should be people that do make us laugh, are uplifting, that we're inspired by. If we're leaving feeling like we're, run a marathon or need a shower, it's probably not a good relationship.
Yeah, see, I ran some marathons, but I did them in fancy dress because I wanted people to laugh. I did one as a giant tea bag, and I was handing out tea bags as I ran around the London Marathon, saying, "Have a drink on me." But I think that's it. No matter what you do, yes, that you do some things and you do some things really seriously, but if you can bring a smile to a person's face, if you can make a difference, as you obviously do now, with helping people educate on this, it does make a difference, not just to your life, but it makes it to their life, but it makes a difference to your life, because it adds that little bit of sparkle to your existence almost.
It really does. It does. I mean, the more we feel happy, it does. You know, when you see someone that's really happy, you yep. feel that, yeah. you know, and it is contagious. And if someone smiles at you or offers a kind word, it is like contagious. And we can only do that if we feel good. Yeah. You know, if we're feeling like we are depleted from giving to everyone else, we're not going to really, you know, have enough left for ourselves. Yeah. So, you know, how can, and one, a simple exercise I have people do is like become mindful in the shower, you know,
yeah.
in the shower, what's your inner dialogue? Are you yeah. telling yourself what a great day is?
Have a good seeing. Have a good seeing. Nobody
yeah.
cares. I do. I do a lot of karaoke. I used to run karaoke stuff, and you get these people who come to karaoke and they do the same songs week after week after week. You know, they sing them nicely,
yes.
but they do the same stuff week
I've
after week.
That.
Yeah. But you get other people who come and they can't sing, but they have a laugh and people join in
yeah.
with them or they try something different. I remember I did a show, I'm in Connecticut. It's a place called Munro, Buffalo Bills it was. And these two, how can I describe them? Blonde bimbos. being nice. They got up and they sang Barbie Girl by Aqua. And they were so bad. They were so bad. It was funny. It was funny. And people were just joining in and it made a difference and everything. Thing is, unfortunately, they thought that people were applauding them because they were so good, and they then sang Free Bird after that, which went on for like 7 minutes.
No.
You had people with blood coming out of their ears, but that's another story. But you go there, you go to these places to have fun. You go out with people to sit and have a meal, but you have fun during that meal. You have the conversation. You don't discuss the troubles with the world, you know, not
right.
often anyway.
But, yeah, not advisable if you want to have fun.
No. So when you sort of worked through this, you know, and what happened to you and started, how did you go about sort of sharing with people? Did you sort of contact people or did people contact you? How did it all sort of take off?
I wanted to share because I had been to support groups where people were already deciding that they had no life left.
Oh, crikey, yes.
Debilitating pain for the rest of their life. So I wanted to start sharing with people. So I did start a website and blog and wrote an ebook on the methods that I used. And yeah, just developed an online presence to start helping. And then I became addicted to gaining new modalities and methods to help people because I know that not one tool is for everyone.
Mm.
So we became practitioner in like 15 different healing modalities and do shamanic work and do, but I love working with people on the mind-body connection and like the little easy exercises we could do to really love ourselves, because that's really what it comes back to.
Right, hence why I played that Paul McCartney track at the bit of the beginning, because I thought it would just fit in. It took me about
yeah.
half an hour to find it, but I knew I had it somewhere. but you're right, it's, I know you've actually, as I said, you've gone into this a lot deeper, into the various aspects of, you know, mental and emotional approach and stuff like that. So you're still learning, I guess, yourself.
We're always going to be learning. That's the beautiful thing. I mean, when I became a healing practitioner, I was like, oh, great, I have a niche. And I'm like, no, I don't. There's like,
right.
you know, umpteen healing modalities, but that's the beautiful thing. I can always learn, and I'm always learning from my clients, too. I mean, every interaction I hope to learn from. You know, I learned that wonderful quote from you today.
There you go.
I mean, I love it. I love that, you know, people are fascinating and we do learn from each other. And yeah, I never want to stop learning. It's I'm always taking a few classes at a time and I'm always excited to learn more to help share with my clients.
One of the things you do is Akashic, is that right? Akashic reading?
Yeah. Akashic reading.
Now, is that where you get spirit guides and stuff like that? Is that that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, the Akashic records are, you can kind of look at it like a big computer of all our records of lives,
okay. right.
energies. So really get a look at people at soul level so I can kind of tell people their soul gifts,
mm-hmm.
maybe if they have some contracts or connections to other people from this lifetime or others that is not in their best energy, you know, and just
kind of empower them to take that energy back.
That's interesting what you said, and others, because I know my wife's well into a lot of that sort of stuff, but I know I had for many years, I had a feeling of letting people down, that there's something was right. Anyway, I had a past life regeneration, which was interesting because I thought I was under for about 10 minutes and it was 2 hours. Time just
different.
Anyway, but I went back to a past life where, long story short, I'd felt that I my daughter at that time had to stay to look after me because I was ill and or you know couldn't walk and stuff like that, and so I had this negative feeling that I'd stopped her getting married, had a life and stuff like that, and that was still with me. I didn't know it and I hadn't accepted it. Now after that,
that is exactly what I find in the records.
Yeah, yeah. That's what made me think. Yeah, and after that, I then realized what it was. I was able to accept it, and I was able to accept it in relationship to my current life, and, you know, I cleared everything up. But like you said, you know, that's a file that you've got from a past life filed away, and, you know, it's something that you, once you can understand it and appreciate it, then you can get through it and accept it.
Yeah, I love the Akashic Records. Yeah, because it does, it empowers you, knowing that past program's running. You can be like, you know what? I choose not to react to that anymore.
Right.
I choose to let that go. And yeah, it is very empowering. I'm so glad you had that done.
It was an experience, should I say. That it was an experience, and it definitely helped me. It helped me get through a bad period, and in that period, like you said, I realized I was in a relationship I didn't need to be in. You know, I was doing stuff because I thought it was right. You know, because my parents were still together and they'd been together umpteen years, but it wasn't right for me. It wasn't the relationship it should have been. It was a facade, basically.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made that change too.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah, I mean, it made a difference. Have you sort of, what sort of response you get from people? I mean, I know you sort of teach and educate people all the time. What sort of response do you receive?
Usually people have a lot of those aha moments of treating them. Oh, I haven't been treating myself that well. Mm. You know, with the Akashic readings, it's wonderful because I'm always in awe when I go into someone's record, you know, and when I get the report and they're like, oh, that resonates with me totally. I'm like, really? That's cool. You know, you know, it is such an honor to be able to facilitate that for someone. And yeah, I mean, my goal, you know, of why I feel like I'm here is just to really empower other people to live their best lives. Because from that physical healing, you know, after that, I found the relationship of my dreams, you know, and I got the career of my dreams. And once you start making those positive changes, everything else starts falling in place.
Right. Interesting what you said, though, about, you know, you found this niche, you found this help, you found this ability to help others. That, like you said, you know, you've reached the sort of plateau of contentment, but you're always still, I guess, looking to make it a little bit further and to help other people a little bit more. And it's a continuous, like they say in work ethics, you know, continuous improvement. It is with yourself and your life and your feeling of in love with yourself.
Yeah, there's always stuff, you know, and I've been doing this work for 15 years and there's still stuff that comes up and, you know, I find myself saying something negative to myself. I'm like, really, Jen? Again? You know?
Yeah.
But it's like, now I can usually laugh at myself or let it pass faster.
Well, that's good because...
I mean, it's a continual journey.
Exactly, and that's good that you can spot it because the more you do, the quicker you can spot it and the better you can react to it. Because otherwise it gets filed down the line, you know, I'll deal with that later on, put it at the back of the filing cabinet. Yeah, you know, it's not that. You've got to accept it. You've got to do it, you know, as soon as, when you can, because it's only going to get worse if you don't.
Absolutely, and it can manifest physically, you know, physically, emotionally, and relationships.
Right.
It's going to manifest if you're not dealing with it in some way in your life.
Exactly, and it's not going to just affect you, of course. This is the thing people forget.
No, it's not.
And that's what a lot of people forget. Well, never mind forget. I'm sure a lot of people will remember what we've been talking about and what you've been telling them on this show. But now I'm going to hand the show over to you, Jenny, and have you tell everybody where they can find out about more about you and your ebook and everything else like that you've got. So over to you.
Sure. Thank you. Well, they can find me on my website, jennymannion.com, JennyMannion.com. I have a lot of offerings there. I have a free community where I do a free energy healing every month, really support people with, it's called Reawaken You. I have an app, or you could access it on your computer, Love 365, where I do take people through, exercise every day on love and an affirmation on love. We have different themes every week, like setting boundaries or love for your body. And yeah, I have a couple of online courses and individual sessions, and just love to connect with people. And I always do give some offerings too, because I just love to help people however I can.
Well, I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have on the show, and I'm sure you will continue to do so. Thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you so much for having me, Barry. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
And you. Thank you. Well, there you go. My guest today, Jenny Mannion. JennyMannion. Put those two together, add a .com, and you've got her website. And we've been talking about basically being in love with yourself, but healing by love, healing by reawakening the energy that you can provide by feeling more love for yourself, not feeling the negative, getting the positive. Very interesting, and I found that a very interesting discussion. Well, that's it. I will be back tomorrow with another guest, but until then, as always, got one thing left to say. Don't forget. Make sure it's working.